what's Fall River got in mind?
We're proposing two particular parcels. It's the balance of the technology park, where Amazon already has a 1 million square foot facility. We're also incorporating the Riverfront Business Park, which is located less than a half a mile away from the technology park. And they have 400 acres that can accommodate an additional 2.5 million square feet.
What about tax breaks, Ken? We've heard about cities like Worcester are going to be offering, you know, $500 million in tax breaks over a number of years.
Everything is in negotiation. So we've already, you know, we have a demonstrated tax incentive package that Amazon is familiar with. The state is adopted a policy to say, you know, if Massachusetts is on a short list, they'll speak with much more certainty as to the state incentives that will be made available to Amazon.
Given the fact that the fulfillment center has now been up and running for quite some time, do you think that that might give you guys a bit of a leg up over in Fall River?
Well, they certainly know where we are, right? So having an existing Amazon facility here, I think, certainly helps us. The experience here has been, you know, very successful for Amazon in terms of their ability to recruit employees and, you know, work with the local municipal government to get things done on time. So I think all those things work in our favor. You know, we're a known commodity.
Okay. Now, Amazon has said that whoever they pick, they're going to need to hire roughly 50,000 people. Do you think Fall River would be in a position to, you know, fulfill that need, or where would you pull people from?
The workforce that would be made available to Amazon is a workforce that consists of those concentric areas around Boston, the South Coast, the Cape, and even Metro Providence.
You'd be pulling in people from all over.
Pulling people just like we do at the Amazon facility right now. There's, you know, there's over 2,000 people that are working there, but if you look at last count, like 53% were Fall River residents, but, you know, 47% were from the greater Fall River area and also a little bit of Rhode Island. So it would be the same sort of example, just magnified, you know, 50 times, right, to get up to 50,000.
Ken, what are you hearing from residents about this effort?
Yeah, I think everybody understands that, you know, it's somewhat of a long shot. You know, we're not only competing against other Massachusetts communities, but we are now competing against just about every other state in the country for this. So
yep.
I think people, you know, are happy that at least we're getting into the game, you know.
All right. Ken Fiola of the Fall River Office of Economic Development, thanks for talking to me.
My pleasure.